Carol, that's maybe not such a good idea, to shoot your education that way. She looked up angrily. You want to talk about shooting my education? You know what I'm hearing about that fucking hearts game on Chamberlain 3 these days? That everyone on the floor is going to flunk out by Christmas, including you. Penny Lang says that by the start of spring semester there won't be anyone left up there but that shithead proctor of yours. Nah, I said. That's an exaggeration. Nate'll be left. Stokely Jones, too, if he doesn't break his neck going downstairs some night. You act as though it's funny, she said. It's not funny, I said. No, it wasn't funny. Then why don't you quit it? Now I was the one starting to feel angry. She had pushed me away and clapped her knees shut, had told me she was going away just when I was starting to not only want her around, but need her around. She had left me with what was soon going to be a world-class case of blue balls. And now it was all about me. Now it was all about cards. I don't know why I don't quit it, I said. Why don't you find someone else to take care of your mother? Why doesn't this friend of hers, Rionda, take care of her? I mean, is it your fault your mother's a lush? My mother is not a lush. Don't you call her that. Well, she's sure something if you're going to drop out of college on her account. If it's that serious, Carol, it's sure something. Rionda has a job and a mother of her own to worry about, Carol said. The anger had gone out of her. She sounded deflated, dispirited. I could remember the laughing girl who had stood beside me, watching the shreds of Goldwater bumper sticker blow away across the macadam. But this didn't seem like the same one. My mother is my mother. There's only Ian and me to take care of her, and Ian's barely making it in high school. Besides, there's always UConn. You want some information? I asked her. My voice was trembling, thickening. I'll give you some, whether you want it or not. Okay? You're breaking my heart here. That's the information. You're breaking my goddamn heart. I'm not, though, she said. Hearts are tough, Pete. Most times they don't break. Most times they only bend. Yeah, and Confucius say women who fly upside down have crack up. I began to cry. Not a lot, but they were tears, all right. Mostly, I think it was being caught so utterly unprepared. And okay, maybe I was crying for myself as well, because I was scared. I was now flunking, or in danger of flunking, all but a single subject. One of my friends was planning to push the eject button, and I couldn't seem to stop playing cards. Nothing was going the way I had expected it would once I got to college, and I was terrified. I don't want you to go, I said. I love you. Then I tried to smile. Just a little more information, okay? She looked at me with an expression I couldn't read, then cranked down her window and tossed out her cigarette. She rolled the window back up and held her arms out to me. Come here.